It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of the 1209 Podcast. A lot of you have written in asking, wondering, why on earth do you call it the 1209 Podcast? Well, we call it the 1209 Podcast because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden, Grange Park, Illinois. That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf. I hope Christmas was wonderful for everybody. I hope you got everything under the tree you were wishing for. But now we turn our attention to New Year's. We turn our attention to the year 2018. which I don't know what the predictions are for 2018. I suppose it could be anything. Maybe what one of us should do is take a look at that Farmer's Almanac, see what Ben Franklin has to say about 2018. But the one man that we did interview and ask about 2018 has plenty to say about it, a lot of advice on how to go into the new year fresh and excited. And that is our Dean of Students and Head Football Coach, Mr. Tim Rackey. So we're not going to take too much of your time here now. We are going to switch it over to one of the most fun interviews I've ever done in my life. Here we go with some advice for the new year with Mr. Tim Rackey. I'm sitting here with our Dean of Students, Head Football Coach, and a dear friend and wonderful neighbor, Mr. Tim Rackey. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me back, Mr. Green.
You know, I heard you on another podcast recently. I heard you on Dan Berg's podcast recently. You did a fine job.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was a fun podcast.
And talking about Springsteen.
Well, I mean, you can never talk about Springsteen too much.
Right.
I'd like to meet these fellows you went to New York with. I bet they were kind gentlemen.
Oh, that's, yeah, the band.
The band. They must be good folks.
Outstanding.
I thought going into 2018, we could use some inspirational words. So what I did is I took some quotes here from Jack Handy, probably the greatest proverb writer of all time. And I thought it might be nice for you to read them to the folks at home to remind them of the good things that 2018 will bring for them.
Let's see if I can do it justice.
You got to be careful this first one. Just be careful the first one. Make sure you read it correctly. Here are some 2018 words of wisdom from Tim Rackey. Number one, please.
Maybe in order to understand mankind, we have to look at the word itself, mankind. Basically, it's made up of two separate words, mank and end. What do these words mean? It's a mystery, and that's why so is mankind.
See, that's isn't that deep?
It is.
Mankind is made up of mank and end. That's... That's why it's a mystery. All right. Okay. How about another deep thought?
It's a great
from
lead-off.
Tim Rackey.
Can't the Marx Brothers be arrested and maybe even tortured for all the confusion and problems they've caused?
Now, for the folks at home,
you got a point.
You know, nothing. Listen, nothing gets the kids excited like the Marx Brothers. That's a very timely reference.
What's the demographic on this podcast?
People that have no idea who the Marx Brothers are. But the point being made here, and I think it's a good one, they wreaked a lot of havoc in their time.
Oh,
they should have been punished. All right, another deep thought for 2018 from Tim Rackey.
To me, it's always a good idea to always carry two sacks of something when you walk around. That way, if anybody says, hey, can you give me a hand? You can say, sorry, got these sacks.
See, that's not a bad strategy.
No.
That's not a bad strategy.
No.
I do that a lot with my neighbors when they're coming home with groceries. Next deep thought from Tim Rackey.
It's funny that pirates were always going around searching for treasure, and they never realized that the real treasure was the fond memories they were creating.
That's right. That's right. Pirate. No need for pirates to look for treasure because they were creating fond memories. This is either going to be the highest rated segment of all time or we're both getting fired. But what I can tell you is that's a beautiful thought. Good for pirates.
When I was a kid, my favorite relative was Uncle Caveman. After school, we'd all go play in his cave. And every once in a while, he would eat one of us. It wasn't until later that I found out that Uncle Caveman was a bear.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate ending, Caveman. But that maybe for another time, raises a lot of questions about the Rackey family tree.
Right. Dad always thought laughter was the best medicine, which I guess is why several of us died of tuberculosis.
Yeah, no, laughter doesn't cure anything. It's a nice medicine, but not for the big stuff.
You know? No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I hope if dogs ever take over the world and they choose a king, they don't just go by size, because I bet there are some chihuahuas with some good ideas.
Yeah, you got to listen to everybody. You've got a great dog.
Love my dog.
Rosie's a good girl.
Rosie's my puppy.
I think Oh, it'd be a good competition between Rosie and Myrtle to see who could be queen of the dogs.
Oh.
But if you go by size, Rosie wins every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that dog.
She's a good girl.
To me...
She's very active. She's got a lot of energy.
A lot of energy, Rosie does.
She's named after Rosalita.
Rosalita.
The Bruce Springsteen song.
That's the only condition I had to bring it home.
Yeah.
Her home.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, can you tell me about the Pirates one more time? Do we have any information on Pirates? Can
so
we just
far,
hear about them?
Yeah,
can we hear from them again?
Between that and number one.
Let's hear about the Pirates again, can we?
You want to hear the Pirates
again? Yeah, I want to hear the Pirates again.
It's funny that Pirates were always going around searching for treasure, and they never realized that the real treasure was the fond memories they were creating.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay. All right, let's go with another deep thought for 2018 from Tim Rackey.
To me, clowns aren't funny. In fact, they're kind of scary. I've wondered where this started, and I think it goes back to the time I went to the circus, and a clown killed my dad.
Wow. That will do it. That will do it every time. Now, that's another timely joke, because the circus is no more.
Right.
All three rings have been retired.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if a kid asks where rain comes from, I think a cute thing to tell him is, God is crying. And if he asks, why is God crying? Another cute thing to tell him is, probably because of something you did.
Oh.
That's cruel.
Jake and Nick would never, they would not take kindly to that.
No.
Wow. Hey, that's...
Especially around Christmas time, that's not a good one.
That's a shame. Mm.
When I found the skulls in the woods, the first thing I did was call the police. But when I got curious about it, I picked it up and started wondering who this person was and why he had deer horns.
That's Jack Handy for you. That's Jack Handy right there. Uh-huh. Yep. All right. Okay.
Yeah, this is the 12th one.
This is it? This is the last one?
This is it, yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Okay, let's hear it.
If you ever drop your keys into a pool of molten lava, let them go. Because, man, they're gone.
That's it. You're not getting those keys. You're not getting those keys
they're
back.
They're gone.
You're not getting them back.
No.
No, not in molten lava.
No.
But it also begs the question, what were you doing that you were able to drop your keys into a pool of molten lava?
Yeah.
Jack Handy lives an interesting life, man. Now, since this is going to come out on December 27th, right before New Year's, what are your New Year's resolutions?
I don't know if this is good or bad. I really never make a resolution.
Yeah. And no need.
No.
When you're Tim Rackey, there's no need to make a resolution. You're just living life and loving life.
I don't need that pressure. I got enough pressure.
No, that's fine. How are you spending the holidays?
We're going to Florida for the first time, and I'll be out of the state of Illinois for Christmas in years and years and years.
Wow.
We used to go to my mother-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas Day tradition. And
sure.
She sold the house. So now she's in her condo in Florida. And
so you go see her?
The family and I, yes. Gonna go spend Christmas in Florida.
Big group.
It will be my Jake, my two boys, and my wife, and then my brother-in-law and his family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a nice group there. I of course invited you. You didn't get back to me. I will also be in Florida. Spending New Year's Eve with Billy Joel.
And NSAID.
Nope.
Saw it on the school calendar.
No, they backed out. None of the kids wanted to go to Disney World with me this year.
Wow.
So the trip was canceled.
Wow.
I'm still going. Just sans Nazareth students. But on New Year's Eve, Billy Joel will be having a concert in Miami, and just seems like a good way to ring in 2018.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. Can you tell me one more time about the first one? Can you reread the first one for us just so that it stays in everybody's memory? Yeah, get the glasses out there. Get those cheaters out.
Maybe in order to understand mankind, we have to look at the word itself, mm-hmm. mankind.
Yeah.
Basically, it's made up of two separate words, mank and. What do these words mean? It's a mystery, and that's why so is mankind.
Yeah.
Mank.
Mank. Mank, yeah. Mank. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Rackey, this has been much better than any time you've ever read.
I should have said ein.
Mank ein. Mank and ein.
End ein.
Yeah. Well, since it's not a real word, it's unclear on if the vowel is soft or hard. But This was better than any reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" you could have done, because now, instead of people not believing in certain things, we believe in a very strong future. So, thank you for that. Appreciate it. May your 2018 be as wonderful as your 2017 has been.
I always love being on 1209.
We love having you. If you and the football team are looking for anything to do, if you want to try to help Mr. Drinan escape from Lyle, Illinois, and get him back here, you feel free. If you want to just run in and take out the Red Wings, you go ahead.
You just say the word.
Yeah, we'll push do what that we button. Can. Well, I'll tell you what. Do you want to you want to send it out to our wonderful principal, Mrs. Tracy, to take us away?
Our great leader, Mrs. Deborah Tracy, take it away.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.